If it seems like every week you hear about a child who was left in a vehicle dying from the interior heat, that's because, well, it happens almost once a week in America every year. That's not counting the number who are left in vehicles but are fortunately rescued by police or passerbys. Some create this danger out of stupidity. Others do it by genuine accident. Either way, it's a tragedy, which could be easily averted. That legislation in Congress is now seeking to enact. Here to talk about the Hot Cars Act and what it is all about is the editor-in-chief with Cars.com, Jennifer Newman. How are you today, Jennifer?
I'm well, thank you.
And, of course, it's Cars.com for the website. So technology could be a great thing as long as it's used. And it seems like this is one of those no-brainer cases. When you look at some of the math of the matter, that even on a relatively cool day, 75, 80 degrees, 10 minutes in a closed car, the interior temperature can go up 19 degrees. So that 70 can get above 90 real fast. And that's, I mean, for babies, for children, for pets, that's just not the situation you want, no matter what the reason why you left them in there. And there is technology that exists. It's just not doesn't come with a mandate yet.
Not yet. And this legislation would mandate automakers to add this technology across their lineups. And what this technology does is it's basically a reminder for exhausted parents, right? When you have a newborn, you're really, really worn out. And it's a reminder for them that there's someone in the back seat of their car. Maybe their infant is sleeping and they've forgotten that they're back there. And this kind of system uses sensors. It uses a lot of different ways to just give parents those helpful reminders.
And it's not just the people who forget. There was a story just last week in Secaucus, New Jersey. A mom left a 22-month-old child in the car. She had to go use the restroom in a store. Windows were rolled up around 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Prime sun time. And again, that 10 minutes equals 19 degree factor come into play. And, you know, mom got arrested. I mean,
oh, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, it's important for parents to know. I think a lot of parents think, I'm only going to be gone for a few minutes. But really, as you mentioned, the heat inside of a car on a sunny day, even an overcast warm day, it can go up 1 degree a minute. And before you know it, it's reaching a deadly temperature for those children. One other thing to know about young children is they, unlike adults, they're unable to regulate their body temperature as well as we are. And so they heat up 3 to 5 times faster than an adult would. So it's really imperative that you never leave your child behind in the car, even for just a minute.
And just some details about the Hot Cars Act. It would direct the Department of Transportation to issue a final rule. It would require all new passenger motor vehicles weighing less than 10,000 pounds to be equipped with, they call it, a system for rear seating positions to alert with a sound or a visual alert that could work out that the motor vehicle operator to check the back seat to make sure you're not leaving anything or anyone in there. This would be on a 2-year phase-in. So with that caveat too, Jennifer, that would give that would eliminate the car companies to bark at this saying, well, it's an immediate mandate. You're asking a lot of us. If it's a 2-year phase-in, there should not be a problem with that then.
You know, one thing to know is that for a couple of automakers, they're already having these systems in some of their cars. GM is offering a similar system. They call it Rear Seat Reminder in Cadillac, GMC, Chevrolet, and Buick vehicles. Nissan has it in their new Pathfinder, and Hyundai just announced that they are going to have it in their Santa Fe. So automakers are already starting to pay attention and starting to roll out this technology. You know, what hopefully is going to happen here is with that 2-year phase-in, a lot of automakers will get ahead of it and offer it well before it's mandated.
That's great to hear because big business has the reputation of being hesitant when it's going to cost money, but it's nice to see the car companies realize this is going to save lives.
Absolutely. And it really does. You know, it's a very simple sort of reminder system. This law would mandate a backseat sensor that would detect motion as well, and so that's kind of an extra step for automakers. But when you think about the fact that they already have systems that tell us when our seatbelts aren't buckled to remind us to do that, that there are tire pressure monitoring systems, you know, that let us know when the tire pressure is low in our car, adding this additional alert, which would save lives, I think is a no-brainer across the board.
But yet, having watched live PD on A&E on Fridays and Saturdays, they've yet to come up with something that warns you that your plate light is out. Because that's what they're always getting stopped for.
Right? And that your sticker's expired.
Yeah. Car companies have to take care of the Hot Cars Act. Maybe think about doing that to save some people some tickets.
We'll take the help on that, too, right?
And I should say, too, the state would use a portion of the Highway Safety Program funds to educate the public on the risk of leaving children in a vehicle after the vehicle motor is deactivated. So that's part of the Hot Cars Act, too. So it really is an all-encompassing. And plus, it just raises general awareness with the education program in addition to the electronic hardware. So hopefully this is indeed going to pass in this session of Congress, because it really does. That was not an exaggeration in the introduction, that almost every week there is a child who loses their life because a parent either forgets or just doesn't understand that 10 minutes equals 19 degrees inside a car, even on a cloudy, cool day. It's just the science of the matter, and it's just a life that doesn't have to be lost.
Yes, and in last year, just to put a number on it for your listeners, 42 children died due to in-car heat stroke. So they were left behind and were not found in time. 42 lives, right, that could have been saved. And this year, it's only May, and we're already looking at, unfortunately, two children have died due to in-car heat stroke. So it's a very real need and something that, you know, this legislation would address.
And the easily avoidable casualty as well. So certainly contact your congressperson in the House and the Senate. Encourage them to push through the Hot Cars Act as quickly as possible. When you need to know anything about any vehicle in existence ever, cars.com is your one true source. And we've been joined by their editor-in-chief, Jennifer Newman. Jennifer, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.